Good morning, and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist on this third Sunday of Lent. Music for today's Mass can be found online at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live or in the blue St. Michael hymnal, which can be found in your pew. Our celebrant for this liturgy is His Eminence Timothy Cardinal Dolan. Please now rise and join in singing the entrance hymn, which can be found in the online worship program, The God of Abraham Prays.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Welcome to Sunday Mass, this third Sunday of Lent. Welcome as well are those who unite with us in prayer on the Catholic Channel, the satellite Sirius XM 129, and our Catholic Faith Network and our own live streaming. And you're all most welcome. That we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily, we call to mind our sins. We ask for the Lord's mercy flowing from the cross. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison,
Christe eleison,
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison.
us pray. O God, author of every mercy and all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may always be lifted up by your mercy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Oh, boy.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in fire flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, "I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned." When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Here I am." God said, "Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your fathers," he continued, "the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. But the Lord said, "I have witnessed the affliction of my people in Egypt and have heard their cry of complaint against their slave drivers. So I know well what they are suffering. Therefore, I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and lead them out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey." Moses said to God, "But when I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' if they ask me, 'What is his name?' what am I to tell them?" God replied, "I am who am." Then he added, "This is what you shall tell the Israelites: I am sent me to you." God spoke further to Moses, "Thus shall you say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. Thus am I to be remembered through all generations.'"
Oh boy.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all within me his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He made known his ways to Moses.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all of them were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was the Christ. Yet God was not pleased with most of them, for they were struck down in the desert. These things happened as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil things as they did. Do not grumble as some of them did, and suffer death by the destroyer. These things happened to them as an example, and they have been written down as a warning to us, upon whom the end of ages has come. Therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Say, an added reason for our praise at Sunday Mass is the rosy news that comes out of Rome that our Holy Father seems to be recuperating. That's good news. You heard he was at the window of his hospital room to pray the Angelus and to say some words and to give his blessing to the crowds that were gathered below. And probably as we speak, he's on his way back to the Vatican. So thanks be to God for that. Now, ponder with me for a moment this morning, if you please, that warning. That's what it is, a warning from St. Paul in our Bible readings this Sabbath morning. Here's what St. Paul says. "Whoever thinks he's standing secure, better take care not to fall." Whoever thinks he's standing secure, better take care not to fall. Now, at first glance, this rattles me a bit, as St. Paul seems to be warning us about security in our faith. Doesn't, I ask St. Paul, doesn't our faith make us secure? Do we not crave the confidence of belief, that rock of surety to which we cling, giving us a focus, purpose, direction in stormy times that life inevitably brings? So I ask, I wonder why St. Paul the Apostle is questioning this secure faith. Well, let me propose two reasons, all right? Two reasons. For one, our faith is secure and provides us with security, no doubt about it. I think St. Paul would agree. But it's also fragile. It's also delicate. I guess that's why Jesus uses the illustration of the fig tree this morning in the gospel. Ah, the fig tree is strong and secure, giving us tantalizing fruit. Have you ever had prosciutto e melone? Oh my. But it's also, the fig tree is needy, requiring water and sun and good soil and fertilizer, roots. Given all that, the fig tree is secure, but without it, it withers. And such is our faith. Yep, it gives us security, but it is also fragile, needing care, protection, and cultivation, deep roots to our faith. No surprise here, is it? I reckon that's why we're all here at Sunday Mass. We realize we need to guard and feed the sacred gift of our faith, which needs care and attention. So here we are. We come this first day of the week for prayer, worship, God's holy word, the community of other believers who give us good example, and for nourishment in the bread of life, Holy Communion. This makes our faith secure for another week to come. I guess that's why we need strong marriages and families where the faith is handed on. Why we need our Catholic schools and religious education at all levels to deepen and protect our wobbly faith. That's why, we need the seven sacraments, no? Baptism and confirmation, the Eucharist, confession, matrimony, holy orders, the anointing of the sick, because they strengthen a faith that can become weak. Now, a second reason St. Paul might caution us about too much security in our belief. We can never, ever let security and confidence become cockiness. The woman, the man of faith, is never arrogant, self-righteous, or cocky in the faith. We never take our faith for granted. The one who walks tall needs to fall to his knees. The person confident in faith often whispers, "Lord, I do believe. Help my lack of belief." The one rightly glowing with grace readily confesses, "I'm a sinner." He or she secure will often pray, "Lord, without you, I can do nothing. With you, nothing is impossible." You get it? A strong, confident faith makes us secure. Yes, it does. As long as we know that it's still delicate and needs protection and cultivation. A faith that makes us secure? Of course. As long as that never turns into cockiness, or as long as we never take it for granted. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among and within nations, and for those suffering in war-torn lands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those preparing to enter the church at Easter, that they deepen their understanding of the mysteries of the faith that are set forth in the creed we profess each Sunday. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the sick, especially for Pope Francis, that they may experience solidarity with Jesus and with all the faithful, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We seek the intercession of Our Lady of Sorrows at the foot of the cross, of Saint Joseph, her spouse, of Saint John the Beloved, next to Our Lady, and of Saint Patrick, our patron, as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, with these offerings, and grant that we who beseech pardon for our own sins may take care to forgive our neighbor, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly right and just,
our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you will that our self-denial during Lent should give you thanks, humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us imitate you. So we glorify you with countless angels and saints, as with one voice of praise we now acclaim. The fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord, Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us now offer to each other a sign of peace.
Good idea. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
In
Please join in singing our communion hymn, which can be found in your hymnal. On page 572, I heard the voice of Jesus say, page 572.
Let us pray. As we receive the pledge of things hidden in heaven and are nourished while still here on earth with the bread that comes from on high, we humbly entreat you, O Lord, that what is being brought about within us in mystery may come to true completion through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Through the intercession of our sorrowful Mother Mary at the foot of the cross on Calvary, the intercession of St. Joseph, her spouse, to whom this month of March is dedicated, the intercession of St. Patrick, our patron, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Our recessional hymn can be found in your hymnal on page 470, Christ is Made the Sure Foundation, page 470.